Marcia and I were on our third home tour with the realtor when I got the call from Dr. Ledbrinker. She knew, the moment I silently mouthed our boss's name, that our home tour and our supposed two-week vacation were over. Dr. Ledbrinker's call was brief and to the point. "I'm sorry, but I need you and Marcia to come to headquarters. I'll tell you why when you get here." "Okay, but we have Buddy with us." "That's great. Bring him. I'll see you when you get here," she replied, ending the call. "What is it?" Marcia asked the moment I was off the phone. "I'm not sure. She's going to tell us when we get there."
"Let me show you the master," the realtor interjected. "It'll only take a minute, and I think it's exactly what you're looking for," she added.
"We can't," I replied. "I'm afraid we'll have to reschedule."
"Later today, then?"
the realtor asked.
"This one will not be on the market long. The seller's motivated."
"Probably not. Tour's over," Marcia answered, sensing my growing frustration with Miss Pushy Realtor.
"We'll call you,"
Marcia said as we marched out the front door. It's fortuitous that we hadn't let the realtor drive us in her fancy schmancy Mercedes-Benz. Otherwise, she may have tried to hold us hostage. So instead, we had followed her in Mugly, my decidedly less stylish Subaru Outback. This included a shedding golden retriever named Buddy, who was busy reupholstering the back seat with his hair and slobbering on and leaving nose prints all over the windows. We had agreed to take Buddy in after Officer Rebecca Quinn took a bullet for us, ending up in the ICU in critical condition. Becca, as she preferred to be called, had been instrumental in saving our asses, as well as helping to take down Pansy Newton and her little neighborhood network of pedophile scumbags. Pansy, or more accurately, her alter ego Poppy, was the mastermind of the Predatorville assaults and missing girls. Marcia and I were looking forward to finally finding a new home we could call our own. After Marcia's apartment blew up, not with us in it, thankfully, we had been vagabonds, living wherever the CIA could safely put us. And since our most recent abode was a windowless subterranean bomb shelter on the Langley campus, we were eager to have something a little more homey and inspiring. But from the sound of Dr. Ledbrinker's call, we wouldn't realize that dream anytime soon.
"What do you think she's calling us back for?"
Marcia asked as we left the realtor in our rearview mirror. "I can only think it has to do with the two missing girls from our last case."
"Una and Hallie," Marcia said, confirming my thought.